guys, welcome to this episode of the Daily Accurate Interview Podcast. I'm Lance Carter. Lockout was one of the featured films at this year's WonderCon, and from the clips and previews they showed, it's going to be a big, fun, crazy action romp. The film, set in the near future, stars Maggie Grace and Guy Pearce, and follows a falsely convicted ex-government agent, played by Pearce, whose one chance at obtaining freedom lies in a dangerous mission. He's got to rescue the president's daughter, played by Grace, from rioting convicts at an outer space maximum security prison. Maggie Grace, who is riding high from her roles in Taken and the Twilight films, left Ohio when she was 16 and headed for Los Angeles. She quickly got an agent and started working soon after, but it was her breakout role as Shannon on Lost that put her on the map. From there, she moved on to features including The Fog, the Jane Austen Book Club, and finally Taken. After Lockout, she'll be seen in the last Twilight film, and Taken 2, Taken Again. Okay, I made that title up, but Taken 2 is actually coming out soon, and I'm looking forward to it. I talked to Maggie at WonderCon about Lockout, working with green screen, and her favorite moment on the set. Oh, and Taken 2. Once again, I really do appreciate it when you support the advertisers, because, yep, every little click does help. And don't forget that we also sell casting director and agent mailing labels, and have a bunch of other cool actor services available. You can check all of that out on the site, dailyactor.com. And now, here's Maggie.
This film's set in the near future, or...?
It's not really a specified year, but it's definitely a return to, like, sci-fi in space. It's not a dystopian ruined planet or anything like that.
Well, you seem to be attracted to the sort of fantasy. I mean, even Lost had that.
Absolutely did.
Is that the kind of script that just sort of gets you excited, or is it just by coincidence you've been doing this?
Bit of both. I mean, one reason I'm thrilled to be at WonderCon today is Game of Thrones is here, and I'm a big fan. So I am a fan as well of genre, especially more on the fantasy side. But I think what drew me most to the script was the humor. Like, it's really a throwback kind of thing, and in a good way. A return to action movies, more like they were in, like, late 80s, early 90s. And, you know, didn't take themselves too seriously. It's a fun romp, and it's definitely, you know, an action sci-fi movie, but for me, more than anything, it was about this, like, really fun, sexually charged adversary relationship between my character and Guy Pearce's character. And, you know, he's just this chain-smoking, rye, dry, acerbic action hero, and nobody could do it better than Guy Pearce. Like, he's a wildly intelligent guy, and, you know, has a certain carriage and gravitas that really brought so much to our movie, and it's a lot of fun.
And what's the most challenging part of the action for you?
That part was fun. I wanted to do extra prep, like, just in case I got some more combat in there, you know. We actually put together a really fun, we had an amazing team, this French team, Patrick Cadolier, I believe. It's been a while. They were great, and they've done some great movies. So we did some training and put together a reel of things, like, just to have around, you know, some extra. I remember I was paired with Vlad, who was, like, 6'5", Serbian dude. You know, we shot in Serbia. It was like me beating up Vlad, which was so believable, right? But it was good, and it was good to learn more than how to sell a punch, you know. But a lot of work up on the wires for the green screen stuff in space, which was a lot of fun. A little trippy at first, you know, it's probably the closest I'll get to being a trapeze artist, doing the flips and everything. That was really fun.
Do you have a favorite moment or scene that you can talk about and share with the fans?
Let's see. I think the one we thought was going to be our favorite, you know, it's kind of like far away. It's that smooth puree of, you know, future events that seem like they're going to be really fun. And then there's always an up-close texture. And so for us, the up-close texture was the spacesuits, which it's more like being a giant action figure. Like, they're quite hard and very heavy. It's like, you know, your body weight, practically, these huge spacesuits. And Guy and I were so excited to put them on. You know, it's like, this scene's going to be awesome, and it's really going to be that movie magic kind of fantasy moment where you're playing this fun action character. And so we did the tests, and you have to be put into them with a drill. and it takes about 45 minutes to put them on. So, you know, we were goofing around, and I was, you know, doing my, like, you have 5 seconds to comply, you know, our impressions of what it would be like. And then when it came time to shoot the scene, you know, not only does it take 45 minutes to get them on, but 45 minutes to get them off. So, like, don't drink water. And then if you have to rest, because they're really heavy, they just kind of push you over, just kind of tilt and hang there like an action figure. So, the scene, and it was kind of this big moment in the movie where we're supposed to, like, run off this precipice and jump off the ship, and it's this crazy, momentous moment. And so they're like, okay, on action, we need you to run, and here's the green screen, here's the line, here's the ship, you're going to leap off the ship, and it's going to be great. Action. And both Guy and I are like, like clumping along like the Tin Man, and it was so anticlimactic. And they're like, oh, we're going to have to troubleshoot this one. And I think what they ended up doing is, like, CG'ing our legs underneath us. Clumping along, but we look so bad running. And people make fun of my running anyway, I'm told. I'm told there's a YouTube clip called Maggie Grace Running. It's like, I cried after gym class, people. Like, I don't need this. But Guy was, you know, just as burdened as I was in the scene, so I felt okay about it.
Well, when you finish a movie like this where there is so much training, do you come away with new skills that you didn't expect to?
One would hope. you know, there's definitely... that's one of my favorite things about my job, honestly. I've gotten to... And so often, too, you learn much more for the movie than they actually use. You know, I remember I had to learn a song in French for Lost, so I learned every verse in French and started learning some French. And then, you know, in Taken, we had a scene with a horse, and we were training for, like, you know, proper English dressage and maybe, you know, building up to a canter and then maybe working even into a jump or something. So, you know, I got amazing training with horses out of that. And then, of course, in the film, it's like we're walking around a yard because locations hadn't told the horse wrangler that we had, like, you know, a yard to work with. So, yeah, I think with Lockout, it was really fun to learn more stunt work and combat. And especially the stuff on the wires was really, really fun to shoot.
Can you talk about how it's like working with Luc? I mean, this will be your third film.
With Luc Besson and Europa. It's been great. You know, it's nice that in France it's a smaller community, and it's really lovely that everyone's known each other for so long, and it's kind of this merry little troupe, you know. And I love working with Luc. He has so much experience in this arena, and sure knows his way around an action movie, and it's so nice that he can, you know, call some of the shots, and it's not a panel of 1,000 people that are going back and forth about it. It's really lovely that we have, you know, his track record and expertise behind us. It's such a gift. And he's also a really sweet person, too. And
off the subject, what role in the following, Taken 2, will your character be playing? I mean, how does it intertwine with the story?
Oh, it's kind of an inversion in a way. Liam and Fomke's characters are taken. The plot's driven more by a private vendetta. It's not a coincidence, which I think people balked at first when they're like, Taken 2, how can it happen twice? You know, we just can't go on vacation. God damn it, I thought Fiji would be safe. But no, it was a really cool idea, and they really kept the elements that worked about the first one. And this one's set in Istanbul mainly, which was great as well. It really lends itself to a very cinematic city.
Cool. Were you surprised by how incredibly successful the first Taken was?
Yeah.
How well received?
I mean, that sounds bad. But no, we had a great time making it, and obviously you hope it finds an audience. But I think, you know, the timing of the release, and, you know, there were just lots of changing of the guard in a way. And Liam's been very honest, too, with... We were both hoping it was properly released, you know, fingers crossed, that it doesn't just end up shelved somewhere. And it was so amazing that it was supported by an incredible trailer, you know, that was really tight. And I think, you know, I remember it was Super Bowl weekend, and I don't know anything about these things, so I was like, doesn't that mean everyone's watching the Super Bowl? Are we okay? I'm so nervous, you know? And it was amazing. I mean, you really can't predict that kind of thing, and, you know, it's pretty crazy. Now every time I'm in an airport, somebody comes up to me and thinks that they're saying this for the first time, like, don't get in a taxi cab with a stranger now, you know?
And how is it being a part of a Twilight series?
It's been fun. I made some of my best girlfriends on that movie, so I haven't seen the cut yet, but I hear it's great. And Bill Condon's lovely. So lucky to work with him.
How much in working in Lockout with the green screen and using your imagination as an actor? How much did you get to really flex that out in this film as opposed to some of the stuff you've done before?
Well, I mean, it's pretty. I can't even speak properly. I haven't had sleep. It's pretty, you know, crazy to have that much trust for the communication with your directing team and just the world that they're going to create, so that you kind of match performance to what you're seeing, so that you don't look like an idiot. But luckily, there's an incredible group of people there to work with, and they just created such a wonderful world. It's been amazing to see, you know, each cut as it changes and see that all.
Do you find that kind of experience helps you in other roles where you're not necessarily working on so much green screen?
Yeah, I mean, it's very much a different animal, I'd say. So it's nice to have more experience in that. It's its own creature. But yeah, you just kind of have to suspend the voice in your head that you feel so silly reacting to nothing there, you know, having whole conversations with people that aren't there sometimes. I feel a little crazy the first time around.
Do they show you the pictures and the backgrounds and of what?
Yeah, they had some beautiful art and storyboards and incredibly well prepared. I mean, they've been working together a long time and have this amazing kind of bat cave back in Dublin where they created everything. So they were able to really show us what would be there eventually. And also we had a great set built in Belgrade. So it was a few months out there, yeah.
And is this, you think, the type of film where a sequel is inevitable?
Oh, I don't want to jinx it. I hope it finds its audience. I think it's a really fun movie.
And if it did go to a sequel, would you be there?
Hell yeah. Yeah. And by the way, it's Friday the 13th that it comes out, so I think that's a stroke of luck, don't you?
Maggie, when they're not throwing lines from taking at you in the airport, you ask more questions about Lost or about Twilight?
At this point, Taken, I would have to say. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I mean, for some reason, it really... I never thought that would happen, that Lost would be,
yeah.
you know, overcome in any way. But I still get Lost questions occasionally. But for some reason, I have a lot of parents coming up to me that, saying that, you know, Taken really moved them. So.
You play a lot of women in Jeopardy kind of roles, at least in film. What's the biggest draw for that?
I don't know. It's happened since I was a teenager, I remember, even when I was doing like TV guest stars, and so I think I must have Imperil stamped across my forehead.
And then, so what's up next for you after this? After this is released?
Well, gosh, I'm in the middle of shooting something right now, but I'm not supposed to talk about it yet. I have Blackout coming out in April, and then Taken 2 in October, and Twilight in November, and an indie called Decoding Annie Parker. So. Yeah, we're kind of ramping up for those and finding the right fit for summer. So,
so you've
excited.
Just been taking it easy. You've been vacationing,
yeah,
relaxing,
just hanging out. You know, went to Burning Man, just chilling. You know.
Okay, last question, guys.
Is there like a return to TV? Seem like alluring to you, or is it more or less you're looking for more feature films?
You know, I love the lifestyle of features. That kind of gypsy lifestyle where I'd love to travel, and I think at this point in my life it's something I want to do a lot of, but the flip side of it is, I mean, look here at WonderCon, you've got Game of Thrones. I think, you know, David Benioff's a genius, and I think sometimes in TV creators are given a lot of creative latitude. So, you know, I certainly wouldn't Molly in television. But I'm also a little commitment phobic. So that 7-year thing kind of freaks me out. But yeah, I think, you know, you
how
go
I
with
the
materialist. Oh, no, I'm not gonna at all.
It could be worse.
At all. But, you know, Lost doesn't come along every day. It was pretty original and pretty incredible experience.
Thanks, Maggie. And thank you guys for listening. Keep coming back to Daily Actor for more great interviews, news from film, TV, and theater, and a lot more. Thanks for supporting the advertisers. I'm Lance, and I'll talk to you soon.